This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Spoiler alert! What Did You Watch This Week is a candid discussion about recent movies and TV shows, and it may contain spoilers if you haven't watched them yet. Listen at your own risk.
Episode number 100, triple digits.
We can never go back?
No, we can't. It's always going to be three digits.
Well, until it reaches
four. In like a decade, then it would be four digits. But
I don't think we'll still be doing it by then.
I can't imagine. I'm not going to lie. I didn't know we'd be here at 100.
Yeah.
We started this little shindig almost 2 years ago. Who knew we'd be at 100 episodes?
Who knew you'd be an old pirate?
I'm not a pirate. I'm an old 30s radio guy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nah, I found me gold. Now I don't know what I am.
Now you're like a 1920s leprechaun.
Of What Did You Watch This Week? My name is Mike.
My name is John.
I don't know if we even need to do introductions anymore. I think pretty much people know who we are.
They should,
if they
now
listen to us. But
right.
Maybe we'll pick up a new listener here and there, and then they'll be like, who's talking?
Right.
I don't know whose voice
I don't
that
recognize
is.
The voices. We'll go.
Whatever.
It's your problem.
Yeah. So, John.
Yep. That's my name.
We're looking talking about shows that happened on or before February the 25th. And they had a whole lot to talk about because of those Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, the O-Face Olympics.
Yeah, so it's going to be like a piecemeal type of episode this week.
Yeah. A lot of it was just like stuff thrown in there and,
Anywho, I guess let's just start with, is it our only show? No. Legends of Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Is that the only show
that
we had?
The only show?
Only show we had. Our normal, only normal show is Legends of Tomorrow. And it was a time loop episode.
Woohoo!
I love time loop shit. I really do. And this was a great one, in my opinion.
It was.
Because it happened. It made sense. It was logical for whatever reason. I mean, it was really...
They had an explanation. Unlike
good explanation.
You know, a lot of them, like Groundhog Day or Mystery Spot, you know, they don't give you the full explanation of what it is. Mystery Spot, I guess they did.
Happy Death Day.
Yes.
No reason why. We have no idea why. Most of them, it's like, oh, you have to, like...
Become a better person.
Yeah, you have to become a better person, then you'll get to the next day or whatever it is. But, of course, we got the... and my favorite part is, like... when she's talking to, I always want to call him Captain America, and it's not Captain America, but you know who
Steel?
I'm talking about. Steel.
Yeah.
When she's talking.
Well, they sound similar. It's the rhyming thing.
Well, it's the costume.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the blonde hair, buzz cut, whatever. Anyways, when she's talking to Steel and he's like, just tell me Groundhog's Day. And so like, did you do the fun montage? Yeah, I did that. Did you do the dying montage? Oh yeah, I did that. You know what I mean?
You're like, a good friend.
Yeah, you're a good friend.
I like the first day when she walks in and she looks at him and she goes, Hedgehog Day.
Yeah, he
goes,
and he's like, what the hell does that mean? Oh, you told me if I said that, you'd understand what I meant.
Yeah, it was good.
Mean,
I love the montages
Day?
Though.
Yeah. And then eventually,
you're a good friend. Yeah.
You're a good friend. Or she'd walk in and just be like, Groundhog's Day time loop. Okay.
Yeah. Which I like to think that anybody who's steeped in the pop culture would be okay. They'd be like, oh, all right, that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
How can I help? Yeah.
No way. But I don't know. It was really well done.
Yep.
And I enjoyed it.
But why was Gary in the trash compactor? Because it was
funny. Yeah. Ultimately, what it was, because at the one point they lead us to think that Gary's there and he had a machine that did it because the ship was going to blow up.
Right.
But ultimately, it was Gideon that did it to make her see that she had to have a team.
Right.
That she was better with a team type of thing. So.
Yep. Because of the bomb in the 8-track of Waterloo.
Yes. And they had the 70s outfits and Ray keeps twisting his ankle because he can't walk in the...
Platform shoes. Yep. No, it was a good episode. It was a nice come down off of the seriousness of Constantine.
Yes.
Got to have some fun with it, but it was, it also had some heart to it, you know, because she was struggling with the whole, you know, I'm doing this so that I could try to find a loophole to save my brother. And she was kind of alienating herself from the rest of the team because she was just a passenger. You know, they kind of picked her up on the fly anyway. She wasn't a member of any of their affiliations. She wasn't like, it, you know, she had the totem that kind of tied her back to Amara, but you know, they didn't really have a reason to bring her along other than just, hey, come with us and help us out.
Yeah. I mean, kind of, but not really.
Yeah.
Right. So, but no, I enjoyed the episode. I thought it was great. There's only a couple more left.
Yes.
I've watched this week's already, which we'll talk about next week.
Correct.
And
had a lot of problems.
Yeah. Did you watch it yet?
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it now, and I'll say it again next week. My favorite part of the entire episode, actually, is Rip and Wally in Tokyo, Japan in 1992, karaoke singing I'm Never Gonna Dance Again.
And didn't it make you think of Deadpool?
Yes. Yeah. That was my favorite part of that episode. I laughed out loud. I clapped. I applauded it. I thought it was great. But otherwise, so
Careless Whisper is the greatest karaoke song of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was my favorite part of this week's. Otherwise,
yeah.
Another show we actually did watch this week, The Detour.
Oh yes, yes, The Detour.
The episode where Nick is on the boat for 7 months. Okay.
There were some good parts. There were some ridiculous parts.
So, like, the very beginning when they're sending him off and
everyone has an umbrella. The storm's coming.
Right, yeah. But it's the bird shit.
Yeah.
And they just getting coated. And it was just, like, excessively over the top for this show.
Oh, yeah. It was just... It was like, how long can we do this before somebody... It was like a game of chicken.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to keep doing this until somebody finally says, okay, stop.
Yeah, exactly. And then when he's on the boat, like, I like it when he reveals his plan of, like, I can make up to $150,000. I can make $150,000. No. It says up to. You're probably going to get, like, what, 30 grand? I can't do what I want for 30 grand. Just picture things. That's what I do. And then we find out later that... You know, he's daydreaming, and that's what's getting him through it. But no, it's because they're getting him high every day by blowing crystal meth in his face.
Which was really disgusting.
Yes.
Like a long tube, and they're just like fanning it right in his face. Like, this is bad. Well, keep going.
And then he plays cards, and he doesn't know how to play poker. And he does a terrible job, and he wins his hand even though, like, he...
Shouldn't have.
He shouldn't have won.
Because the other guy had like four kings.
Yeah. Well, those are your cards. Oh, they are? Oh, yeah. Awesome, awesome. Well, they're everybody's cards. We didn't freaking say that.
That's right. You said they were my card.
Yeah. And then he loses, but then they reveal his cards. Oh, wait, no, you actually won. And the Russian guy's like, no one's that stupid. Like, this guy really is.
Yeah. Yeah, he really is that stupid.
And then they fight about it.
Oh, Jesus.
And they got him too high on the math. And
the fist fight.
Yeah,
like the fist fight. Like an actual knockdown, drag out. Fight Club kind of fist fight.
And he sees his wife, and so he won't fight her. And so we're just watching him get his ass whooped. And then his two friends on the boat now are his kids.
Yep.
And they're like, come on, Nate, you need to get up. You can't let this... Oh, Nick, whatever it is. You just can't let this happen.
Oh, it's Nate.
Okay, yep. Nate, sorry. No, you can't let this happen, blah, blah, blah. And it's hilarious.
It is.
Then they're like, you need to picture someone else. Picture someone you hate. And then it's his sister-in-law, and he's looking at her, and the guy says, like your family member thinks you're important.
Yeah.
What did you say? Important. There's a T in that word.
And then he just unleashes.
And then it just cuts to, like, those two guys, and you just hear him beating the shit out of this Russian, and then blood's flying on their faces. I think I'm going to lose $40.
Yeah. Yeah. But, oh, that was great.
But he's the whole time he's writing his family, and then he won all that money from the fight and he sends it to him, and we never see what's going on with them, which was really unusual.
I'm wondering if the next week's episode is going to show us what was happening with them or if we're just going to pick up.
I'm hoping so.
Because we didn't really see him doing any fishing either.
Well, it was because he didn't actually fish. He worked in the processing down because at the beginning,
because they had the fish and they were tossing them.
At the beginning, he's the bad guy, and then or he's the new guy who doesn't know anything, and then now he's telling the other new guy how to do everything or whatever.
Right.
and the new Greenhorn. I thought he was going crab fishing.
Yeah, I thought it was like Deadliest Catch. Yeah.
No. But yeah. So, anyways, he gets off the boat and just waits for them to show up, and everybody leaves, and then he gets shit on, and it's just, where is everybody?
Right, and that's how it ends.
And it just felt really weird that we only saw him. I mean, it was different because the show's never done it that way before.
Right.
But it was just, it was a little weird.
Yeah, I agree.
So.
Still enjoyable.
Yeah.
The excessive amount of bird shit was crazy.
Oh,
and
was,
over the top. It like, was, it stopped being funny.
It was excessive, yeah.
Yeah.
It was excessive. But we got a few more episodes this season. That was episode 6.
Yeah.
We have 7, 8, 9. Oh, sorry. That was episode 5. We have 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 or whatever. No. I don't fucking know. Who cares? That was 6.
Okay.
6. All right. I'm sure it was.
Okay.
Did you watch any movies?
I watched one movie.
Did you watch?
I watched a movie. Well, actually, I watched a couple of shows that I'll talk about first
before
I get to the movies. Yeah. I watched all 12 episodes of The Tick, the Amazon original series, The Tick.
Oh, wow. What'd you think of that?
I liked it.
Yeah.
With an asterisk.
Okay. What's the asterisk?
The asterisk is this was not the animated Tick. This was not the Fox Tick. This was different. The guy who plays The Tick did a great job.
Yeah.
This show is not about The Tick, though. This is about Arthur. Arthur is the main character.
Yep.
Arthur, in this version, is dealing with therapy and mental issues because when he was a teenage boy, 10-year-old boy, something like that, his father was killed in front of his eyes by his heroes, the Flag Five. They were the super group, you know, like the Justice League. But the Terror... The big bad guy, bad the guy. Terror, had infected their eyes with space syphilis, I believe it was. And so their rocket crashed into Arthur's father, killing him. And then they all stumbled out and they were all dying. And he watched the Terror and his men come down and kill all of them and then cripple their most junior member, their sidekick. And so it was very traumatic for him.
Was that in the original pilot?
No. That was – no.
Oh, okay.
No.
I saw that, and I don't remember any of that.
The this was like 2 or 3 episodes
in. Oh, okay.
They start discussing that stuff. But it's it was good. It's a lot darker.
Yeah.
Cheesier where, you know, the fake blood is fake. But there's a lot of blood. There's a lot of death. There's a lot of F-bombs. You know, there's no deflator mouse. There's overkill. Who just goes around killing people in every possible way.
Mm-hmm. What about American Made?
Nope. No, literally, it's just the Tick, Arthur. There's Superion, who is their version of Superman. Mm-hmm. And it's the whole Superion versus the Terror. And, you know, the whole thing is that the Terror is dead. Superion killed him. They found his teeth. And everyone always says that. They found his teeth. That's how we know that the Terror is dead. But, of course, you know right from the beginning.
Yeah.
And then one of the bad guys is Miss Lint. And she's actually rather funny because she has powers of electricity, but it's static electricity. So they call her Miss Lint because when she gets really mad, like lint, there's always lint particles in the air around her.
That is
and like
funny.
At one point she fights somebody and they hold up a vacuum cleaner and it explodes and she just gets covered. But like not even like fully covered, just like patches everywhere. And it's just hilarious.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It is worth watching. Each episode's like 25 minutes long. And
so it's not threatening.
Nope. Yep. Nope. 12 episodes. The thing is, the first 6 episodes were the first season,
yep.
And they ended on a cliffhanger. The second season, they did 6 episodes, and it did not really end on a cliffhanger. I mean, it ended on a, oh, this could go on, but it was not a cliffhanger. It almost was like they wrapped it up in case they weren't getting any more. So I recommend it to people. I enjoyed it. I also wanted to give a shout out. I have only watched one episode so far, but Netflix has a new show called The Joel McHale Show with Joel McHale.
Oh, how's that? I like Joel McHale.
It's good. Basically, he got kicked off The Soup,
yep.
And so they gave him his own version of The Soup where he can drop F-bombs and show funny videos from the internet and news stories and stuff.
What did he get kicked off The Soup for?
He was told to stop harassing the Kardashians, to lay off the Kardashians a little bit.
Oh.
So now he's on.
Censor him.
Yeah. So now he's on Netflix, and they do
have check
a,
it out.
Yeah, they do have a part in there where he's walking behind the scenes at Netflix, and you know, there's the Upside Down and stuff like that. But he meets up with Alison Brie, and she's like, "Yeah, I've got my own show of Glow," and he's like, "Oh, that's great, Gillian. It's good that you landed on your feet." And, you know, of course, referencing his other star from Community.
Yeah.
And then the dean shows up, and he's like, "Oh, hey," and he's like, "Oh, you work here at the coffee bar? And, oh, we should do a reunion show." No, I don't think so.
So now the soup was new, not like every day, but every week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is every Sunday will be a new episode.
Oh, so this is their first episodic show then.
Yep.
Where it's a new show every week, but it's a different format than say Punisher, you know, or anything else, because it's not something's already in the can, because this has to be kind of hip and up to date.
Exactly.
And I'm guessing the previous episodes are still up there.
Of what?
The show.
The Joel McHale show?
Yeah.
They've only had two so far that I'm aware of.
Okay, but what I mean is, like, they don't take them down.
Right, exactly.
Yes, Hulu has done that with a few of their shows, put a new episode out every Wednesday, Tuesday, whatever day they want to put it on. So this will be Netflix first.
Yep.
Cool.
I also watched the first four episodes of The Alienist.
What'd you think of that?
I don't know that I'm going to keep watching it.
I tried to watch the first episode, and I really struggled with it.
It's dark.
Yeah.
The whole story, the thing behind The Alienist is it says in the 19th century, people with mental illnesses were thought to be alienated from their own true natures. Mm. Experts who studied them were known as alienists. So it's basically, you know, early...
The psychologist guy, he's too weird for me.
Yeah, and too weird for most of the people. Like, they don't want him around, so he sends this other guy, who's his partner, who's an illustrator, to the crime scenes to illustrate the crime scene for him so then he could study that.
Which, why would they even let him up there? It makes no sense.
Oh, he lied his way into it.
But I'm just saying, like, the first episode, I said, he lied till he met the guy at the top, and the guy let him do it.
Right.
But it's not like they asked this doctor to come to give his advice.
Right.
So it didn't make any sense to me, but...
It's really twisted because it's the whole thing so far is about this one killer who is killing young kids.
Yeah.
But they're all young boys who are forced into the sex trade dressed as young girls. So they all have a boy name and a girl name. And they dress like little girls.
A little convoluted.
And, well, as one of them says, well, we do things that girls won't do. We'll do things for guys that the girls won't do. So, like... There are entire houses that are just prepubescent boys that, you know, are all prostitutes. It's dark and twisted.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm going to keep watching it. I might, but it really, in four episodes, disturbed me more than it sucked me in. So,
well, that had the opposite effect of what they want right there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that this isn't going to affect you, but I have to give a shout out because... Not the most recent one, but the one before that, the episode of Kevin Probably Saves the World, which I know you don't watch. They did an awesome deep dig that I just like jumped up out of my seat and was clapping and had almost nobody to share it with. I was able to talk to Rude about it and he marked out just as well as I did and my sister. But in this episode, he was tracking down some old animatronic figures, like in a Chuck E. Cheese kind of thing. You know, they played at a pizzeria. He was trying to boost his friend's mood, and he remembered that the only two times he's ever been happy was when he was at this pizza place. And so he goes, they find this listing on Craigslist for the people that bought it, and they go out, and it's one of these, like, it's a silo, but it's filled with all these weird junk things, and they go in, and he meets up with the guys, and they are two of the stars of Reaper. And I know you never watched Reaper.
I did watch Reaper.
You did watch Reaper.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's the two main characters.
Yeah.
It's Tyler Labine.
Tyler Labine and
Brett Harrison.
Yes.
Okay, so it's them.
Okay.
And they're like, wow, you got a lot of stuff here. And Tyler Labine's like, yeah, we like stuff. And he's like, okay, that's cool. Well, where'd you get all this stuff? And they're like, oh, we've picked it up from odds and ends from a job we used to have way back when.
Oh, that's cool.
And I'm like, no fucking way. And they're like, well, what's your name? And both of them at the same time say Ben. And I'm just like, no way. So they pay them for the animatronic figures. Tyler Labine's like looking at it and he goes, we've got enough. And they're like, enough for what? We're going to Costa Rica to find our friend Ben. I'm like, oh. It only would have been better if they had said, Star City, because you know he's now Mad Dog, and
right. That's awesome.
I just lost it because it was such a deep dive.
That is hilarious.
Two seasons of Reaper from like a decade ago.
Yeah, that Yeah, that was odd when I went to WrestleMania in 2008. So yeah, a decade ago. Holy shit.
Oh my God. And it was just so subtle that I lost my mind. And that's the next awesome. Night I went into work and I went, Rude, you're one of the only people I can ask about this. Did you watch the most recent Kevin Saves the World? And he goes, oh my God, the reference. I'm like, yes, it was so good.
That's awesome.
The fact they both said that they were Ben and that they were going to look for their friend Ben. I'm like, yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So yeah, big shout out to Kevin Probably Saves the World for that.
Nice.
Yeah. So movies.
Well, no, actually, sorry, stepping back in time real quick.
Yeah.
Because I didn't watch any movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, no, I did watch a movie, but I'd already seen. I watched The Purge election year with my cousin Johnny because he wanted to watch it and we hadn't seen it. You know what he told me? Nope. He's never freaking watched The Lost Boys or The Warriors. And he loves horror movies and he loves stuff like that. And
what?
He's never seen either one of those. I mean, you should have told me that before we got an hour into this movie. I would have put Lost Boys in.
What?
Yeah.
The Coreys together on film with,
never
with
seen
young Kiefer Sutherland?
The Lost Boys.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that really messed up?
That is really messed up.
Yeah. So, anyhow, I watched, I decided to sit down to watch a new Netflix series called 7 Seconds.
Mm, okay.
And
I've seen it show up in my queue.
The synopsis is, it's a crime drama that follows the people involved in investigating the death of a young black boy and the boy's family as they reel after the loss. And I got sucked in pretty hard. And, like, the first episode was good. It's just like, every episode it built and it got better and better and better. And episode 7 was absolutely phenomenal.
Really?
I mean, it was a really powerful episode. And I'm not going to give it away because I think everyone needs to go watch this. It's 10 episodes. Each episode is literally like an hour, like around 56 minutes to an hour and 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then the final episode's an hour and 20.
Oh, so they went all
up
to the final.
And essentially it's this investigation and you watch the investigation from the moment of the crime all the way through to the end of the trial. So it's, you know, like Law and Order, except instead of 40 minutes, it's, you know, it's 11 hours.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the cast, like, you'll see a couple of people like, oh, I saw him someplace. Oh, I remember him. But for the most part, it's really a lot of unknown people or lesser known or whatever. The one person that stood out most for me was Michael Mosley, who plays the lead detective Fish. And that's because
– tell me that's a nickname.
Yes, that's okay. His nickname. The character's actual name is Joe Rinaldi.
Oh, I can see where they get Fish from that.
You know what? I don't even remember if they actually explained where they came from.
Damn it. Mysteries of the universe.
But anyways, I remember him mostly from Scrubs as Drew.
Yes.
And then as 3XK on Castle.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's been in a bunch of stuff, a bunch of TV shows. I mean, oh, and that's right. He was on Longmire as well.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so that's what I remember him the most from. And this is really, a really good show. I was surprised just how much I liked it, how much it sucked me in. And I watched it, and it came out on February 23rd, and I was done watching it probably by the 25th or 6th or something. Like,
wow.
Yeah, I ended up really going through it pretty quick. Well, because it went into my days off, and I just found myself, like, running around to get all my chores done so I could sit down and watch it. You know what I mean?
Like channeling your 10-year-old.
Basically, yeah. I got to get everything done I wanted to get done because I got to go watch this show. And episode 7 was so good. I mean, just – again, I'm not going to give it away. I'm not going to say what it is. But it takes place in – and then, again, the synopsis when you look at Netflix is going to say, after Brenton Butler, a black teenager from Jersey City, is accidentally run over by a white police officer, a cover-up ensues and racial tension explodes. Now –
Never would pick that for you.
The racial tension thing would take me right out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's such – as I watched it, I didn't really see it.
It was, you didn't see color.
No. But what I mean is, like, I expected, like, oh, this is – to be up with the times. It's going to be like Black Lives Matter and da-da-da-da. And, yes, there was protesting going on.
Yeah.
But the protesting part was such a minute – portion of it. It really never made much of a difference except for one near riot scene.
Mm-hmm.
near the end of the series, near the end of the season, near the, at the beginning of it, it really didn't matter. But like the racial tensions they go about is the white officers assuming the black kid is a gangbanger, who they just call a banger, because he was in a gang because of the bike he was riding and because of stereotypes.
Gotcha.
But it's not like it wasn't like what I thought it was going to be when they had that description. So if that would deter you reading about, oh, racial tensions explode, I don't want to deal with this, I'm tired of seeing it on the news, you don't see it in this. You really don't. And the title 7 seconds, they don't explain that until like the prosecutor's closing argument.
Oh, okay. See, that was my question.
And so because as I'm watching, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck the title has to do with any of this, but this is damn good. But yeah, I know Martin's watched it and he's loved it. A couple of other guys I know watched and loved it. Ronnie's, you know, a lot of people have heard a lot of great things about it. But yeah, it's a hard got to watch for me.
Now, is it the type of thing that's going to have another season?
You know, I don't know.
Okay.
Because the way if they did, it would be a new case.
Okay.
Type of thing. Like, yes, it could have a new season with a new case, but if they never had another season, you'd be fine.
Okay.
Because you know where these characters are going as far as, you know, how it ended. It didn't end like 13 Reasons Why, where you think it's going to be one season, then it ends, and you're like, what the frick? They didn't resolve anything. You know, like, essentially, the show, if they canceled it and they never another season, it'd be fine.
Okay.
But I feel like this is so good that people are going to want to watch another season. But again, it'll just be, it'd have to be a new case.
Right.
But yeah, I really, really enjoyed it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Trailers?
Trailers.
Trailers. You seen that trailer for Fahrenheit 451, the remake?
Yes, I checked that one out.
Nice, yeah. Nice. It's HBO original, comes out in May, stars Michael Shannon and Michael B. Jordan.
It, appropriate, because, you know, Michael B. Jordan played the Human Torch in that failed atrocity of Vamp 4-stick.
Yeah, that was garbage. Anyways, it's Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451 takes place in a dystopian future where books are bad, and so they burn them.
Right, because they have original ideas, and they want everyone learning the exact same stuff. And,
right.
You know, books expand your mind.
They want sheep.
Yeah, basically.
Trailer looks pretty cool.
Do we know, is it a movie or a series?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I just know it said May in HBO.
Mm. So. That'll be interesting. I'm assuming movie.
I feel like movie, yeah. I feel like movie.
I bet they could make a series out of it, but it would lose steam after a while.
It's a fire joke, everybody. The book is small, rather short. So they would really, I mean, like, as it is watching the trailer, there's a lot of stuff in the trailer that wasn't in the book by any means. But
yeah, like VR headsets.
Yeah, exactly. But another trailer I watched was Yellowstone.
Oh, okay.
It's a new Kevin Costner series on the Paramount Network, which used to be Spike TV, which is on the Paramount Network.
Huh.
And it's 10 episodes, drops this June. And he's a Montana rancher, and people's trying to take his land.
They took our land!
Yeah. So he's dealing with, like, corporations and the big farming and Indians or Native Americans.
And this is Kevin Costner?
Kevin Costner, yeah. It actually looks pretty solid.
This is Dances with Wolves?
It takes place in current times.
Yeah, but it's his character.
I don't think he befriends the Indians in this. I think he's the hard-nosed rancher who's trying to protect his land from people trying to take it from him.
Gotcha.
And trying to eke out a living.
Yeah.
One of the things in the trailer he says is, like, you don't get into ranching to make money, you get into to break even every year type of thing or something like
that. That sounds like a terrible business model.
It does sound like a terrible business model.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awful.
But anyways, the series itself, the trailer looks pretty good. I'll probably check it out.
Okay. I probably won't, but I'll wait for your reviews on it.
Okay. You got any trailers?
Not really. This week. No.
Okay. Because we're going to have a lot to talk about next week, I'll just talk about it this week real quick. February 28th was the 35th anniversary of the final episode of MASH that aired.
Oh, wow.
Which is like one of the most watched television shows of all time.
Yes.
I think it's been beaten by the Super Bowl now, but you can't count that.
Right.
It's a sporting event.
Right. And more people have TVs now than they had when MASH was.
So anyways, I watched it.
Okay.
As kind of like, oh, it's, you know, 35th anniversary. I'll watch this. It's really, really good. It reminds me, like, MASH was a show that my dad always watched when I was a kid, so I watched
same year.
Yeah. And
if, didn't understand half the jokes, but
I get them now.
Yep.
It's one of those fun shows that you could sit down and watch it, any episode, and be entertained. Like, you could watch it any episode from any season. Kind of like How I Met Your Mother or Scrubs. And Scrubs and MASH, to me, are kind of very similar. And the fact that they're two medical comedies that transcended their genres by being very dramatic at times.
Yep.
And just had a great cast that worked well together and was really entertaining. So MASH's cast changed a little bit over years. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the final episode is just so good. And do you remember it at all?
I don't remember any of it.
Essentially, the long and the short, it's the end of the war and it's everyone saying goodbye. And they do a great job giving everyone a proper send-off. Like, nice. It really is one of the it's probably the most satisfying series finale of any show I've seen.
Outstanding.
Still, 35 years later, it holds up. And it still has that very powerful moment because one of the biggest story arcs that goes over the majority of the two-hour finale was Hawkeye being in the psych ward and then talking about it. Mm-hmm. And then them slowly revealing over the episode what happened. And the gist of it is they were on a medical bus and they were trying to – they had to shut everything out and be quiet. They had a bunch of injured people on there and some civilians and this and that. And they had to – everyone had to be quiet because there was a patrol coming along. They didn't want to be discovered because they were be outmanned, outgunned and everything. And there was – chicken making a lot of noise and he kept yelling to shut the chicken up, and it wasn't a chicken, it was a baby, and the lady smothered her baby to death so it would stop crying so they wouldn't all be discovered not killed. And it's like slowly, like when at the beginning of the episode he says, oh, this is what happened on the bus, and then they slowly break that down, that everything that he thought happened didn't actually happen until he finally near the mid to the end of the episode. Probably three quarters of the way through, there's finally the big reveal that that's what it was, and that's why he snapped, and that's why he is where he is.
Gotcha.
And now that he's dealt with it and faced with it, Sydney, the psychologist guy that we've seen over the years, is going to let him go back to the 4077. And that is still – I mean, I've seen it a bunch of times, and it was still – was just as powerful of a delivery to me.
No doubt.
Then, now, I mean, that as it always has been. So it's just – again, it's just such a very satisfying, great show. And that led me to finally watch After MASH.
Oh.
When MASH finished up,
yep.
They did a spinoff called After MASH that starred Harry Morgan as Sherman Potter.
Mm-hmm.
And it had Jamie Farr as Klinger, and it had Patrick, the Reverend in it.
Yep.
Mahaney, whatever. I can't think of his name now. The Padre. And it's them back in civilian life working at basically a VA hospital, where Potter gets the job first, and then Klinger joins him, and then the Reverend joins them, and everything like that. And I've watched three episodes. It is not good. They're all on YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah, they're all on YouTube, and it's like a VHS copy that someone, like, ripped and threw up on YouTube. It was nowhere near as good as what MASH was. No. I mean, it's kind of cool to see those characters again,
mm-hmm.
but it's not cool to see them now in now times. Not now times. It's 1955 on the show, but back home.
Right.
It's not enjoyable to see them back home, honestly.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but like Claire's whole shtick was that he was trying to get kicked out by pretending he was gay.
Yeah.
And so he cross-dressed all the time. Like now he's voluntarily going to get a job at the VA hospital. Like now the shtick is gone. Because, you know, he's doing this because he wants
to. The new shtick is, MASH finale, he married a Korean girl.
Oh.
And he met and fell in love with over there. And she is on the show. And it's the same actress, too, playing her. And she is a more regular character. It's Klinger's wife, you know. And then we meet Mrs. Potter finally, you know.
Oh, wow.
And everything like that. So, it's actually pretty damn terrible, considering how great MASH was. Like, but it somehow got two seasons. So, yeah, I got enough to talk about next week that I figured I'd share that this week.
Holy God, yeah, there's a lot to talk about next week.
Yeah. Really, the only thing I left to talk about is movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Movies and one piece of news that I have.
Yeah. What's your one piece of news?
I'm sure you saw this, but Kevin Smith had a massive heart attack.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Apparently, he was doing some stand-up. Uncharacteristic for him, but he wanted to do it. And in between sets, he started feeling really sweaty and nervous and nauseous. And he thought he was having a bad reaction to some milk.
Yeah.
And
or maybe all the pounds of marijuana he smoked and ingested.
No, he thought it was milk.
Oh.
And they took him to the hospital, and they said, yeah, it was I can't remember which ventricle, but it's called the Widowmaker. Basically, yeah. When something fucks up,
it was 100% clogged.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So when something screws up there, you're dead.
Yeah.
And they managed to get a stent in there, and he had some things to say about it. You know, his dad died of a similar thing, and he said that his dad went out screaming and crying.
Yes, I remember that, him talking about it on one of his specials or whatever.
Yep.
About his dad died screaming and how horrible it was.
So he had always thought that that's how he was going to go. And then when this happened, he said that he didn't feel any of that. He felt at peace. He felt calm. He felt like he had accomplished a lot and had a good life, been surrounded by good people and done some good in the world. And so he was okay with it.
And I remember I read the same thing. And the only thing he said, the only thing that kind of sucks is they don't get to do a Jay and Silent Bob reboot. It's like, that's your regret?
Yeah.
That you can do that fucking movie?
Right.
That's your regret.
What about the failed Mallrats 2 or Clerks 3? You know, what about the Dogma sequel we'd all love to see?
Not seeing your daughter grow up at all anymore. I mean, she's like 17, 18 now or whatever it is. But, yeah, no, his fucking not doing Jan Silent Bob reboot.
Yeah.
Not to belittle his statement, but that to me stood out as a, really?
Yep.
That's your regret?
Yep.
But. Yeah, I did see that.
So maybe he'll change his lifestyle now.
Maybe we'll get Jay and Silent Bob reboot fast tracked.
Right. Or Jay and Silent Bob get healthy.
Sober up.
Yep. So movies.
Yeah. Basically, I got a list of the movies coming out this summer. I don't know if you want to go over them real quick.
Sure.
Not all of them, just the ones I thought we would like.
Okay.
Starting out March 16th here in a couple weeks, Tomb Raider.
I've seen more previews for that, and I'm really excited for it.
I never watched the Angelina Jolie ones because to me they just looked like garbage.
Yeah, they pretty much were.
This looks great.
It does.
It looks like a really great, you know, adventure, treasure hunt movie. And
see, the original video games, not to get all nerdy here, but that is kind of what we do. The original video games that the Angelina movies were based on were action adventure games that were just like, here, you've got two pistols or you've got two shotguns or, you know, dive into these tombs and figure out the puzzles and collect treasures and, you know, look for recesses. And you always kind of wondered, like, I mean, there was a story, but it was secondary to the jumping, swimming, doing puzzles, stuff like that. Whereas the newest games, the rebooted games, are deep into story. They really have a lot going on with the stories. They really have a lot going on with the character development. And this movie looks like it takes pages completely from that. I mean, right down to that climbing axe that she uses in the preview. That's like lifted right out of the video game.
Well, I remember watching the preview at the theater. We went and saw, I think it was probably Black Panther. And either, I think Root said something about, there's going to be a lot of jumping in that movie. And you're like, well, there was a lot of jumping in the game. So. Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, I'm very much looking forward to that.
April 20th, Super Troopers 2.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to that. That looks hilarious.
Sayers had actually sent out an email that he wanted to try to rent out an entire theater for that.
Yeah.
I'm working that night, so.
Me too, I believe. Honestly, even if I'm not, I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
April 27th, Bad Samaritan. The David Tennant movie?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes, the David Tennant movie. Where
all I could think of was Bruce Willis in Death Wish.
No. That comes out the end of March, actually. it comes out this week.
This week,
This Friday. Today. It came out today.
Oh, yeah.
Today's Friday. Today's Friday, March 3rd. It came out today. Bad Samaritan is a David Tennant movie where these guys are valets. Today's the 2nd?
Yeah.
Okay, it is. The 3rd's Friday. It's Saturday.
Anyway.
Anyways, David Tennant, these guys are valet parkers, and they take people's cars, drive to their homes, and see if it's worth stealing.
Yeah.
And when the guy breaks in to rob the place, he finds a woman tied up, chained up.
Yeah.
So he goes to the police to turn himself in about what he did.
Because he leaves her there.
Yeah, because he leaves her there because David Tennant is coming out and he wants his car back.
Yep.
And they don't want him to find out it's him. And so that's why it's called Bad Samaritan, because a good Samaritan, you know.
Right. He's trying to help the girl, but at the same time, he only knows this because he's a terrible person who robs people.
Exactly. And when he goes to the police, even in the trailer, he goes, well, how do you know this? Because I was robbing the place.
Yeah.
You know, and then, of course, they go there. She's not there. But now David Tennant knows.
That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Good stuff.
Creepy.
But good stuff.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Also that same day now, the Avengers Infinity Wars moved up from May 4th to April 27th.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Well, okay, so, you know, Rude has his theories, and he was going through all kinds of them last night at work.
Okay.
And one of them is it gives the gap between Avengers and Deadpool 3 weeks instead of two.
Which it had that gap originally, and then Deadpool moved itself up.
Right.
And
and then the other thing was, oh, a couple of the other theories, like that whole Twitter thing with Robert Downey Jr. being like, oh, can we see the movie earlier? And that would be fantastic, and this and that. And then someone else made another comment that there's going to be another huge announcement today. And they're looking at the fact that Downey Jr. had Fantastic in capital letters on his, that maybe it's going to reference Fantastic Four because they just got the rights back to the characters and da-da-da-da-da. So who gives a shit? Infinity Wars moved up a week.
Yep.
That's the important thing out of that, because I do want to see it.
I do as well.
And then Deadpool 2, May 18th. That's a no-brainer.
Yes.
We're going to see that.
Yes.
Then May 25th, Solo, a Star Wars film.
I'm still torn on this one.
Yeah.
I'm still...
Oh, I'm going to go see it in the theater.
I'm not excited. I'm not like, oh my God, it's so... No.
I'm not excited like I was for Rogue One.
Right.
But it's a Star Wars flick. My son loves Star Wars. I want to keep that father-son tradition thing going, you know. And
the guy just doesn't feel like Han, though.
Well, we didn't see a lot of him in the trailer. It doesn't help that we see Donald Glover, and it's like, oh my God, that's Lando Young. You know what I mean? So,
but, like, the hair just doesn't do anything for me, and he doesn't seem as cool as Harrison Ford was, you know? Harrison Ford was just, like, smooth.
Maybe in the movie it'll come off better than the trailer.
Maybe.
Who knows? But I want to see it. Nothing really coming out in June that jumped out at me. July 4th, The First Purge comes out. So a prequel to the Purge movies. Because at the end of the last Purge movies, they did away with the Purge. So now we're going to see The First Purge. I enjoy these movies. I don't know if you...
Are you going to go to the theater to see it?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm just kind of...
Okay.
I saw it there. July 6th, Ant-Man and the Wasp. Yeah.
That'll be good. Although I'm already a little bit peeved that in the trailer... We saw the ending scene of the trailer is them throwing out the little Hello Kitty Pez dispenser and making it really big to knock the guy off his motorcycle. It's like they're just rehashing the Thomas the Tank engine from the first movie. Kind of bugged me, but I'm like, all right, we'll see where they go from there. But
okay, so I had not heard anything about this movie. I don't know if this is a tentative date and it's going to get changed or mixed, but whatever. The Equalizer 2. The Denzel Washington movie. Now, The Equalizer was a TV show, like a crime drama TV show. Yep. And then they did a movie a couple of years back with Denzel Washington.
That was a few years back.
I really enjoyed that movie.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it a lot.
Well, that was a while ago, though.
It was. Yeah. It was maybe even 10 years ago at this point. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe not. But I really, really enjoyed that flick. I thought it was great. I really liked his character in it. And I can't think of anything I've seen Denzel Washington in recently off the top of my head.
No?
Nothing's jumping out at me, but The Equalizer 2 is listed, so, and it's supposed to be July 20th, so I'm like, all right, well, I don't know if I'll go to the theaters, but I definitely want to check it out.
So, is it going to have Denzel as well?
Yes, he's supposed to be in it, yes.
Okay, that's good.
April, also that same day, July 20th, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, the sequel to the Mamma Mia musical, and yes, my wife and I will be going to see that. I enjoyed them first. We went and saw the Broadway production play on the Broadway tour in Bangor. I'm going to go see this.
2014 was when The Equalizer came out.
Shit, that was it?
Yeah. Feels like a lot longer ago.
It does. Did you see... Oh, you didn't look to the last movie he'd been in?
Didn't catch that?
No. Okay. Oh, here's another one that I kind of heard about, haven't heard a lot about, but it's slated for September 14th, The Predator.
Yes.
Shane Black's doing that. It.
Yep.
And it takes place after Predator 2, but prior to Predators.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. I don't know where Alien vs. Predator movies fall in the continuity with the Predator movies.
Gotcha.
But,
what about Batman vs. Predator?
Well, that was a fan film thing, and that was awesome.
It was also a comic, but...
Yeah. But I'm just saying that the film part was fan film, and it was pretty awesome, actually. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing this again. I don't know if I'll go to the theater, but right. I definitely want to see this movie when it comes out. I've always been a fan of the Predator flicks, even Alien vs. Predator.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed those like hell. Also that day, September 14th, Fighting With My Family. Originally that was a documentary about the WWE wrestler Paige, her family. Her mom and dad are both wrestlers over in England. They run their own federation. Her brothers are wrestlers, the whole thing. And then a documentary came out in 2012 about them, about the time she got signed by WWE, 2012 or 2014. Well, The Rock and his production company are doing a doing a movie version of it. Again, not going to the theaters, but I definitely want to check that out.
Okay.
I threw this on here just so we could say it's on here. Venom, October 5th, if anyone's interested.
Okay.
October 19th, Halloween. I'm going to the theater to watch this one.
I probably will as well.
Oh, yeah, I'll drag you along.
But I'm going to see if we can get Petrie to go.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
I doubt it. But that would be awesome. Jamie Lee Curtis is back in this one. Everything from Halloween 2 has been disregarded.
Yep.
Nick Castle, who played the Shape in the first movie, is going to be playing the Shape in this movie in certain scenes. Just for a little fun. He's 70.
Yeah.
So, but it's just for, ha-has, I'm assuming.
Right. So,
November 2nd, X-Men Dark Phoenix. I haven't seen a trailer or anything yet before, but...
They had the Entertainment Weekly spread about it. It's interesting because they just announced recently that the New Mutants movie is doing some reshoots to add another.
And they get pushed that back to next year.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be out next month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that with the whole acquisition of the rights, Marvel was like, let's change this a little bit because it didn't look like a New Mutants movie. Anyway.
Well, it's still a horror movie, which doesn't – whatever, fuck. All right, so I can't believe I'm going to say this one, but I'll probably take the kids to the theaters to watch this on November 16th, the Fantastic Beasts sequel.
Hmm.
I never watched any of the Harry Potter movies. I had no interest in watching them, but one day, the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them was on HBO. Kanan was like, oh, let's watch that. And I was like, oh, I'll throw it on, then I'll go do something else. Sucked right in. Really, really.
Which is really funny because it's widely regarded as the worst of all the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was great. But imagine
if you actually watched the Harry Potter movies.
Pass.
That's your logic makes no sense, sir.
Pass.
You've got 8 movies plus this one.
Yeah.
This is considered to be the worst representation of everything, and you're like, I love this one, so I'm not gonna watch the better ones.
Yeah, pass.
Your logic is flawed, sir. I'm not going to try to convince you otherwise.
It just feels too insurmountable at this point to watch eight other movies in a series. Like, it feels too much.
Okay.
I just have no drive or want to watch them, so it'd be a fight to have. It'd be a chore to have to sit down and watch the first one.
Well, you do you.
I always do. I always do. November 21st, Creed 2. Have you seen anything about this?
Yeah. No interest.
Apollo Creed, Rocky is still training Apollo Creed's son, and now Dolph Lundgren playing
Ivan Drago.
Ivan Dragoff, it's his son, and then the
I'm gonna guess this. I'm gonna guess Drago's son whoops the ever loving shit out of Creed's son. We get a montage. We get some inspiring words, and then he comes back and whoops Drago's son in the end.
Probably.
The end. Roll credits.
And these two movies I haven't heard a whole lot about. I don't know if these are accurate release dates or not. 12/21 Aquaman.
Okay.
And then 12/25 Mary Poppins Returns. Disney's doing a live action Mary Poppins sequel. So
interesting.
Yeah. What was the other thing I just heard? Oh, yeah. Kristen Wiig. Cast as the villainess.
Well, in talks to be the villainess.
Yeah, for Wonder Woman, playing, was it the hyena?
Cheetah.
The cheetah, thank you. Yeah, cheetah. So.
Could be interesting. I've never seen her as a huge departure. She's a comic actress, and I've never seen her be very athletic. And Cheetah's whole thing was that she's very athletic.
Yeah.
But everywhere. Hey, bounce,
you never
jump,
know.
Jump.
Huh. Anywho, that's all I got.
Well, like I said, I watched one movie this week.
Oh, what'd you watch?
I watched a Netflix movie called When We First Met. And it's got Adam Devine and Alexandra Daddario, and Robbie Amell to a lesser extent. Basically what happens is you get to meet Adam Devine at a Halloween party with Alexandra Daddario, and they hit it off, and they kind of like they get out of the party and they go here and they do this and blah, blah, blah. And it looks like it's going really well, and he gets friend-zoned. You know, she gives him the big hug instead of going in for the kiss. She goes, it's so nice to have such a guy friend that I can talk to. So then we flash forward 3 years, and she's getting married to the guy that she met the next day. And he still holds all this resentment. It should have been me. I've been her best friend for these years. You know, I screwed up that night, blah, blah, blah. She should be with me, not with him. And he's all jealous and can't stand it. So he finds the old photo booth that they took pictures of each other on the first night, and he uses it, and they do the whole time travel thing.
Yeah.
So now it's back to that first night that he met her, and he has a chance to redo it. It's actually a really good version of this kind of story. He starts off like he goes back in time, and he knows everything. Like, he knows all of her favorite stuff. He knows how to make a good first impression with her, but he comes across as like a stalker because he knows everything. You know, he's like, well, what's your favorite drink? This is mine. She's like, oh, that's my favorite drink too. Oh, well, why don't we do that? You know, Bill Murray and Groundhog Day.
When
he tried too hard. So
wait, is this a time loop?
Kind of, because the photo booth sends him back in time to that night that they first met.
Oh.
So then what happens?
Oh, okay. I've seen the cover box now. I was trying to look it up so I could see it.
Yeah.
I've seen. Okay.
So when he wakes up after, you know, this, now it's back to the present time, and everything that has happened in the past 3 years is different. So he realizes, oh, I've got to try to redo this. And it goes through multiple different ones with him trying to get the girl. You know, so first it's the stalker version, then it's the douchebag approach. You know, his friend's like, oh, just be a douche to her. Just be an asshole, because girls like that.
Yeah, they
do. So he tries that. He tries the hugely successful guy who, you know, has his life together approach. And each one gets different results. I'm not going to ruin it. I really enjoyed this movie.
Oh, good.
I thought it turned out really well. It had a good message. It had a good story. It was not what I expected. It was
okay.
Not the typical, you know, blah, blah, blah. Boy wants girl, boy finds a way to get girl type of thing. I suggest people watch it. If, like, Kate would probably like it.
Okay.
It's a nice romantic comedy. But, yeah, When We First Met. And it's on Netflix. Good stuff.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Definitely check it out then.
Cool. That's all I got to say.
All right.
That's all I got to say about that.
I guess that's it this week then. I know it's episode 100, but it's not some big super spectacular episode. Sorry, folks.
Yeah.
It's just
Yeah, we could have, like, done a clip show and said, oh, let's splice together sound bites from our
old episodes. Do you know how much work that would have been?
Oh, it would have been a tremendous amount of work. And for what payoff? I mean,
none.
Yeah.
None whatsoever.
No.
So we could go, No.
Yeah. No.
But anyhow, next week, back with all our standard shows that were on this week.
So many shows.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I've already watched a few. Hey,
me too.
If you're a fan of The Good Doctor, or you're not a fan, you should at least watch this week's episode.
I am a fan of The Good Doctor.
It was really good.
Excellent.
Nice. Cool. Otherwise than that, you can find us on the Twitter bot.
What? Twitter bot?
Twitter bot. It's like a robot, but it's Twitter bot.
I want you to know that I've been receiving personal messages from Carolyn backing you on the Twitterverse thing.
Oh, yeah?
Saying that we should call it the Twitterverse because she exists in the Twitterverse. So, yeah. Nope. Still not gonna. Yep. As I told her, that's good, but, you know, it's not working for me.
It's a Twitter bot this week.
It's not a robot.
I'm at Superstar ML on the Twitter bot.
I am at the Quantum Geek G33K on the Twitter platform, social media platform.
You can find the show on the Twitter bot at What Did You Watch? And the Facebook machine is What Did You Watch This Week?
On a machine.
I use it on my computer machine. This computer is components. It's a machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is an exhaust system a machine? It's part of a machine.
What kind of exhaust system are you talking about? Like on a vehicle?
On a vehicle, yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Is my muffler a machine?
The exhaust machine. Why not? Muffler machine. Double M. 2 points on categories if you use that one, sir.
But it's fake.
So isn't everything we talk about? I mean...
I just don't know with you anymore.
I'm losing it.
All right. Mike needs to go get some sleep.
Yeah. See you next week.